Greetings from the Gunflint Trail. Well, the weather outside's been less than frightful since our last meeting on the radio. Just when the North Woods appeared to be into some serious ice-making, the gods of meteorological happenings pulled up the reins. From Thanksgiving until the beginning of this scribing last Sunday evening, winter conditions have been on the brink of collapse in this neighborhood. A few more inches of snow was added to the pack early in the stanza, but settled invisibly into the previous storm's total, nearly evaporating. Add on over an inch and a quarter of rain by Wednesday morning, and we're in a sludgy mess around Wildersmith. The thermometer has hung out at or near the freezing mark for days, not varying as much as a couple degrees from nighttime lows to daytime highs. This in mind, our white blanket is soft and sticky, making for slippery going on backcountry roads, driveways, and walking surfaces. Thus, a few unsuspecting urbanite visitors have found roadside ditches around the territory much to their disliking. Speaking of slippery, such conditions have altered means of mobility at Wildersmith. Traversing down the driveway on foot is a slow, baby-step adventure to avoid winding up on one's posterior. Further, the idea of not being able to get my vehicle up the steep, greasy grade has caused me to now park on top of the hill. For how long this will be needed is anyone's guess. So getting to the vehicle has created double jeopardy. Caution is surely advised to all in this neck of the woods until a cool down makes for better traction on drier snow cover. Last week's discussion of tracks in the snow has prompted intensified interest on wild beings' extremity impressions. Just days ago, footprints confirmed a visit from Brother Wolf. Although the critter was not observed, the near hand-sized paw prints found it meandering the yard in several different directions. The canid's presence is a bit unnerving, but then again, the adventure of knowing this iconic resident of the untamed neighborhood was close by energizes the primitive spirit of living in the wildlands. In the meantime, our next-door neighbors recently met up with what was perhaps another member of this upper Gunflint pack while traveling along the trail above Loon Lake. This meeting resulted in some great photo ops as the handsome animal tracked beside the byway. See a couple digital shots of their experience alongside my column on the web at WTIP.org. This lone wolf is a robust beauty. In other snowy tracks activity, it's evident a fox is making routine nocturnal visits to the yard. Then a couple days ago, the lush red hunter made a reality appearance trotting by our deck. I do not purposely put out food, but I do catch an abundance of mice-type rodents in my outbuildings. I toss them out into the snow, and by next morning, all these dietary supplements are gone. It is my guess this might be an attraction for this foxy one. With some assurance the bears have gone to napping, I've started putting provisions out on the deckside rail. To say our wild, ground, and airborne friends are busy keeping track of these handouts is an understatement. This in mind, another furry creature anecdote is worthy of mention. Within 24 hours of stocking the outdoor feed trough, those poultry-poaching pine martens stopped in, making their first up-close appearance since last spring. Lucky for them, the cupboard was not bare, and they've been regulars each day since. The world is now into week one of our next holiday season. Trail residents are reminded of the third annual Gunflint Trail Holiday Open House, Saturday, December 3rd. The event commences at 4 p.m. and runs until 7 at the Scop Community Center, Mid-Trail, Fire Hall No. 1. Once again, sponsored by the Gunflint Trail Volunteer Fire Department and EMS crew, dinner and refreshments will be provided. All are welcome, and in the spirit of this giving season, please bring a donation for our local food shelf. For WTIP, this is Fred Smith, on the trail at Wildersmith, where every day is great as we wait for the real Jack Frost to get with it for keeps.